have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Everything tonight that have breath, praise you, the Lord. We're so excited to be here with you guys on this love day. Yeah, I know some of you might not have had, might not have received any gift, But we're excited to be here with you anyways. Amen. It's not about the gifts. It's just about being showing someone love. I was telling them, well, listen, they said, well, they didn't have a boo or a bae. I said, well, you don't need a boo or a bae to enjoy a love day, right? Love on yourself. Celebrate yourself. Take yourself out to eat. Do something for yourself, amen? Hallelujah. So listen, I need to know if y'all can hear me on tonight. I've been having problems now with my vocals, amen. But to God be the glory. But if you can hear me, for those of you who know how to reach me, let me know if you can hear me or not. Amen, amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Glory to God. So I was trying to figure out if we went over these early detection and signs, these early red flags. I couldn't remember because, you know, I could be planning to do something and then it get turned upside down. And so I was trying to see. You know, have I went over these signs? And then I was wondering, had I went over the green signs with you guys? So, you know, we, a lot, most of America has celebrated Valentine's Day, all right? And so you celebrated today, what you going to do on tomorrow? What are you going to do on tomorrow? So the thing is not to get your hopes up, because sometimes people will let you down. Amen. You got your hopes built up that you're going to do this and you're going to do that with this person, and they let you down. Amen. So the Bible says, trust no man, because man is failure. And there have been a lot of hearts broken on today. Glory to God. So listen, you guys, go ahead and tag your neighbors and friends and let them know that I'm on the air. Hallelujah. Let them know that I'm here. Amen. While you're doing that, let's go ahead in prayer. Before then, let me get my shout-outs out the way. We want to give a great big shout-out this evening to Dr. Kimmy Kim and the Elation family. Hallelujah. We thank God for them, and we thank God for the work that they're doing over there. All right. We give honor to God, amen, because he's the head of our lives. Amen. He's the head of all of our lives. And we thank him on today. So we thank God tonight for Bishop, our Bishop, amen, who affords me to be able to do what I do. Amen. Complain. He doesn't rush. He's very patient when it comes to the things of God. So I thank God for allowing him to be able to understand the call that's on my life, the mandate that's on my life. And so I don't have to fight about that. Amen. Glory to God. A lot of you have fighting your spouses because they don't understand who you are. You're fighting your spouses because they don't want you to do what God has called you to do. My suggestion is to seek God, seek godly counsel, to pray. Amen. Put them on the altar. Amen. Because you cannot be hindered in this hour. Amen. For those of you who have been not giving God your full potential and you've been slipping, I want to tell you that slipping is going to cause you to get into some area, a gray area. And so if anything, you need to go to God, go to your spouse, let's get this thing together, because you must obey the Spirit of the living God. So I thank each and every one of you tonight that are already on. Y'all overlooked my voice on tonight. But if you can get a prayer off the ground, you can pray for the apostle. Amen. Hallelujah. And we thank God for you. So tonight, Father, we give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. In thee, O Lord, do we put our trust, never to be ashamed. Father, we thank you tonight. For if it had not been for you being on our side, where would we be? Father God, the world has given up on itself. Lord God, your people are giving up on themselves. But Lord, we as believers, hallelujah, we're going to stand to the end, knowing that we are striving every day to see you one day. And Father, we thank you for your intelligence. We thank you for your wisdom. We thank you for your knowledge, Father. And as we speak, as the oracles of you on tonight, God, we ask that you let us be your mouthpiece, your heart to the people. And Father, we won't take away from the word or add to it. And we just give you praise on tonight. Amen, amen, amen. And we love you, oh God. We thank you for all that you're doing in us, for us, Hallelujah. Amen. And we thank you. We thank you now. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 So listen, good evening, everybody. Amen. Call Lottie Dottie and tell them I'm on the line tonight. Amen. I have been sick with my vocals now. This bad, I think it's been over a week, but, you know, sick with my vocals, maybe 2 weeks. But listen, we know God to be a healer. Amen. He's not a man that he should lie. Neither is he the son of man that he should have to repent. If God said it, and he did say it, he told me that he was wounded for my transgressions. He was, you know, bruised by my iniquity. And the chastisement of my peace was upon him. And by his stripes, I'm already healed. So I believe the report of the Lord. Whose report are you going to believe on tonight? Glory to God. I've asked a couple of questions to somebody, to a couple of you that ride with me every week, amen, that are in my other classes, in my other groups. I'm trying to remember if we went over the detection signs in this group, amen, the red flags, or we went over the green flags, because there are some things that give you a green light to go on, amen, amen. So nobody is answering me, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. So we praise him on tonight. We bless him. We're not going to be long before you. I was just trying to make sure because I don't want to sound redundant. All right. Concerning this, I don't like to be repetitive unless God tells me to keep repeating it. Because when he does that, then that means you're not doing something right. All right, so we're going to go into the word of the Lord on today. But it's a lot of controversy going in these streets about the halftime show with Rihanna. I said, but y'all call it what you want. And then with Jay-Z, and now it is that Rihanna is not getting paid for doing the halftime show. Well, I'm not interested in one way or the other because my focus is not on Rihanna. See, a lot of y'all was focused on Super Bowl, right? But, you know, some of us, we probably don't mind seeing the halftime show, but y'all was so caught up on the Super Bowl. And who's singing or performing at the Super Bowl. So you missed what God was trying to show you. So we got to stop getting caught up on the worldly things. And because we get caught up on the worldly things, we miss the message from God. We miss God's messenger. And then here suddenly you go, did I see such and such up with all them sinners? Well, you might as well get ready because God said he's sending the light to a darkness. To darkness, to the dark places. So you don't need to be talking about the ones he sent to a dark place because they're on assignment. You need to be thanking God that they wasn't scared enough to go and they went in so that they could bring God's people out. So we got our focus on a lot of things that it shouldn't be on people of God. We're focusing on everything but what God told us to do. Amen. We're focusing on everything but what God told us to do. We want to do what we want to do and think it's God. We want to say what we want to say and think it's God. Ain't nobody getting delivered. Ain't nobody getting set free. But yet you want to have the authority to speak. God is shutting your mouths with all of you lying people. He's shutting the mouths of the naysayers and the gainsayers. He's closing your mouths, amen, because you're lying on his name. You're lying in his name. You're lying against his name, and you're going to be dealt with. Amen. I know you say, you're coming out the gate rebuking. I'm just telling you the truth. You know, is that how you want to take it? The Bible says open rebuke is better than secret love. Amen. And so we just want, you know, you to know tonight that sometimes it's sad that the good have to sometimes suffer with the bad. Glory to God. But y'all get your hands out the cookie jar. So that you don't get in trouble with God. Amen? Amen. So We just thankful. Y'all got your paperback Bibles on today. Let me see. I want to talk briefly about, it was sent to me by one of my spiritual daughters. And if y'all are on, y'all need to sign in and let me know you're on. Amen. It was asking me a question. Did I know a certain thing? And I said, well, God has been speaking to the people about there were things that were coming that was already here, but certain things had to play out and that they were going to be worse than Corona, all right? And so it's going to be a period of time. And so it's just a matter of time, I'm sorry. And so she said, well, I didn't know if you knew about it. And it's called the norovirus. Let me say this to you, the norovirus, it is here, right? They're not talking about it as much, but it is, it's stronger than the flu. It's stronger than the RSV, and it's a new wave of COVID, all right? But I want to say to you guys, the norovirus is, let me tell you how you're going to get it. I think I need to do that. I owe you that much. For those of you who went and had the vaccination, God didn't tell you to get it. For those of you who was so amped up about getting it, not caring or caring what was in it or not, not listening to the voice of the Lord and not listening to his messengers. So now there's a new wave, and it's called the norovirus. All right. So this happens in the cold weather, all right, and it's different than the viruses that we have been seeing thus far, but it still plays a part. But mostly you get this virus, the noro, from those who have been already vaccinated. Mm-hmm. Those of you who got the fix already are more likely to have this virus, all right? Because what happens is there's a different, they mix and match different, just like you got the Johnson & Johnson, all these different companies are making the same drug supposedly. Well, now all of the antibodies that they're putting into the vaccinations have now gotten into your system, and it's creating the new wave. It's bringing in, it's making attention, drawing attention to the old stuff, and it's bringing in the new wave. So this is, and you wonder, how did you get it? How it's in your body? How it's in your system? Because they injected you with the virus already, previously. So it's not like it's new. Amen. It's just new to you because of the fact you didn't feel like you could ever get COVID or anything else. So it's a high spike. It's spiking high, per week. It's raising. Amen. So I just want y'all to be aware of it, right? It's been bad. It's really been the presence of it. We started seeing it in January of 2023, at the end of January. And it's already hit 16.4%, and then that was a study in January. This is February, so I'm sure it's higher than that. But listen, I just wanted you to understand, those who have already been in, who have the vaccination, you are likely to get it. Amen. So in the coming weeks, we want y'all to just, those of you, I mean, just, you know, guard yourself. This bug is not like one you're getting from hugging and kissing somebody or greeting somebody, but it is highly contagious, right? Very contagious. But this virus here, it creates acute gastroenterology. It's dealing with your stomach, amen, like the virus, gastroenterologist. It's dealing with your stomach. It's dealing with your gut. It's dealing with vomiting. It's dealing with diarrhea, okay? So that can be transmitted directly from infected people, and also via the surface food and liquids that have been contaminated. So the main prevention method for the norovirus transmission is to thoroughly hand wash. Okay, go back to hand washing. It is important to know that hand sanitizers generally don't work at, disarming norovirus. So we just got to be on a high alert. Just be careful out here in these streets. If you don't have to go to these stores, don't go. And it's not that we want you to live in fear. No, we don't. But we just want you to live in faith. Amen. Not fear, but faith. We want you to be aware of what is trying to gripple the people again. But this is not the gripple. This is going to show you up, the ones who didn't want to listen or hear us when we was trying to advise them, when they was asking us, what did we feel? And we were giving them, we feel like you just need to wait. Don't do it. God have not given specific instructions to do it. Has he? You said no, then just wait, But then most of you, you took it anyway out of fear. You shouldn't be fearful to take something. You need to get sound in your mind. You have your mind where you're stable, emotionally sound, emotionally stable, where you can make the right decisions. All right? So this thing is on the horizon. Amen. And it's already been 450 deaths per day. Did y'all hear what I say? 450 a day. So my trust is in who? God. Your trust is in who? God. Amen. We have the power to destroy both our mind, body, and soul. Amen. So we thank God. Amen. Thank God. We thank God on tonight. I was asking a question to these people, a group of single people, and we're going to talk about it, not necessarily all tonight, of asking them a question of what causes them to want to remain single, right? And so, they gave a few things, but they really weren't talking fast enough for me. I wanted to know, why is it that y'all want to remain single? Why is it that these are attractive people, and they just, most times people want to remain single because, listen, they done been and had a bad relationship and a bad courtship. Bad, boyfriend, girlfriend type. And so they're trying to get over that. But some of you saying you're trying to get healed. But some of you want to be healed, but you don't want to get over a man. Make it make sense. Doesn't make sense, right? So tonight we're just going to go over a few things as it relates. Let me know if y'all can still hear me. As it relates to this beautiful day. All right, this is the day that God has made. Every day is a day of thanksgiving, right? You should be thanking God every day. But sometimes, things are not going to fade. You need to find out what it is, what type of time it is. And we were asking them even about divorce. Why is it that there are so many divorces amongst church people? God, that just don't make any sense, right? It doesn't, but it is. So many of us, Lord of God. And we're going to come back and talk about the outlaw. Amen. Amen. You see a lot of things, where it's packed up. And we leaders can begin to prevent in their ministry. I believe that the faith God that people better that gives the people a sense of survival, especially young people who go through bad. If you can have talk to them and rooted, grounded in God, whereby it be able to overcome what they've had to do, and they'll see that God and He gave them that power to. Amen. But you don't have people that I hear people say this cliche. I got my people. That's a bad way when you are over
or where you God have, or you meant for it, and you are looking and saying, I'm here. I want to know what you're going to get. So it's safe. All right. We're talking about a relation, dealing with the anything. You got these come out when you're dealing with an thing negative. Even if it's up or out of this file, yeah, or even if it was divorce, you want to make sure that after that you are here, you're planning it, you're getting better. Amen. You got to be like that. The soul has the Lord. Amen. They were planted, needs to be planted in the ground so that they can grow. Plant or take in a specific position. So your heart has to be. Your heart has to be cultivated, rooted, and grounded. Your heart has to be. Glory to God. And so we're going to talk about why is that need under two, over 40. We're over 40 right now. Don't worry. What form would you submit me to? So let's talk about commitment at the state or quality of being dedicated to a cause. Dedicated to a cause. This is what commitment is. The state or quality of being dedicated. Or activity, so you either go down or engagement or obligation that freedom of commitment, engagement or obligation that restricts. So, person, why I want to let's say people, let's talk to the people. Then don't have time. I just don't have time to be there. I just don't have to study. I don't have to pray. I'm just busy. Well, time to go to work. It's like you made. You were committed. You should make time. You should never look to me. But you should always see that I commit to you. Amen. Commitment can be an agreement or a pledge. An agreement or pledge to the future. A commitment to your condition. Right? Your commitment to improve a condition. Also, an engagement to assume of obligation. Something that you put. So, here it is. You can make it an agreement to do something that you agree or that I would agree to give the 50,000 every third of the agreement that we want to go on the business to the nurse. I'll take that. Or on the board. Amen. So, you see what I'm saying? You're committing everything. Y'all commit. You're going to show up. You're going to commit to your job. You have 102 going to that job. And you ain't going to you going to act. But if it's church, I can't come. I'm feeling it in my back. Yeah, I can't take it. ain't nothing wrong. Y'all stay home. But if your leaders, what they wrong for that? What's wrong with that? That's a simple thing. But guess what? You take off on God. God off on us. Always there. So we're gonna have to get in the groove of doing what God, being what God, so that when you look at them, like you don't leave that, and you were barking, you were spitting up blood, but just to show that this is God, and I believe you are a. Don't forget the assistance of those that are. You come to the hospital. The church is supposed to be out. You come to the hospital to heal. So if you sick, go to the hospital where Jesus. Listen, when you get there, start participating. Whatever you were feeling, please. Hear what I'm saying? Why? Because we do what it feel like. But Jesus, he began to heal us. He bless us. We began to feel better. We began to participate. When it was all over, we were ready for because we gave God. You so late. Spirit man is so late. How lazy was it? But it let it be a party. I know I feel Alabama. I'll be a man of the month. On the Mardi Gras weeks, I think it is. Next, got a whole week with Nick. Okay. Phone. All right. What about now? That's right. You got to bind the monitoring spirit. Thank you, Minister. Yeah. All right. They said I'm chopping up. What about now? If I'm chopping up, that's all right. That's right. Bind the airways. You know what to do. Take authority over these airways in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we already know what time it is. Amen. I made a post the other day that says, you know you're a threat when the enemy has to get some people to conjure up, not just one, two, three. I'm talking about eight people to come up against you to try to stop you. You know you're a threat to the kingdom of darkness. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. But we are going to move on in Jesus' name. I'm going to try to go ahead and get, I'm going to try to get through with this. Amen. And then we're going to talk, we left off with an engagement to some financial obligation at a future date. So how do we show commitment to God? Number one, we go to church. We read the Bible. We pray to God daily. We talk to Jesus about our lives regularly. We have faith without disbelief. Total commitment means that Jesus is our sole authority, our God in life. And Proverbs 3:5-8 says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. So we commit our ways to the Lord. We trust in him. Amen. And he will direct us. Amen. And if a man vows a vow to the Lord, or swears an oath to bind himself by a pledge, he shall not break his word. So when people don't want to commit and you give your word and you break it, you are breaking a commitment. You are breaking a vow. But the Bible says it is better to not make a vow than to make one and break it. All right. So he shall do accordingly to all that proceeds out of his mouth. Commit your work to the Lord, and your plans will be established. Amen. Hallelujah. So listen, people don't want to commit to anything or anyone. It's sad that there are some men going around, their leaders. They say they got everything together, but they can't find a wife. Well, what are you looking for in a wife? Do you know? Because a lot of times you ain't looking for the right stuff, And why is it that you God's man and you can't find a wife? make it make sense. Have you given the wife to God? Have you told the Lord? Because the Bible says a man that finds the wife finds a good thing. So you must not be looking. You must want her to catch you. You must want her to find you. You must want her to chase you. Glory to God. So, you know, it's sad. So that, you know, you're not committing. Some of you are afraid to relinquish your will, you know, or your, you know, bad habits. Some of you don't want to give up nothing. You got bad habits. You got ugly ways. You want women to do, you know, degrading things. And then even after that, you still don't want them after that. You know, make it make sense. So is it safe to say that you don't know what you want? You don't know what you want in a relationship. You don't know what you want in a committed relationship. You don't want to know what you want as far as a wife is concerned. Amen. So you really need some, to talk with the Father. I would suggest that you seek godly counsel. Amen. A committed relationship is an interpersonal relationship based upon an agreement upon being committed to one another, involving love, trust, honesty, openness, or some other behaviors. Forms of committed relationship include close friends, long-term relationship, engagements, marriage, marriages, civil unions, let me just to name a few, courtship, relationship, you know, and these are what you call committed relationships, interpersonal. However, it is wrong for a woman to be involved with a man who really is not really interested in having a committed relationship. I believe that you ought to tell her up front what you're looking for. I believe that if you don't want to be bothered, don't allow her to get her feelings involved. Stop it. Bury her early on because you don't want to make enemies, right? And you don't know. In these times, you have to be aware of people's emotional state. You can tell a woman that you don't want her, and after which you done take her, you have taken her out. Y'all have did some things you didn't have no business doing because you wasn't married. And now you told her you don't want a relationship. She's ready to shoot you. She's ready to kill you. She's ready to shoot out your tires, cut up your tires. I mean, things are happening. So you guys have to take it into consideration. Stop playing with people's feelings. Stop being misleading. That's my bishop said. Stop being misleading. You know, if you don't want her, you shouldn't be trying to get close to her. You already know me and what you like. You're visible. If she meets the test where you like the way she looks, you know, find out what she's about. Don't start trying to, you know, take her out and stuff. Talk, have conversations. Because you may want a woman with the brain, and she don't have the brain, then you'll know early on. And then you could just be one to study the word together. You know, you ain't got to be cruel and ugly. Y'all got to stop ending relationships on bad terms. And in ending relationships, learn how to be mature about it. And do it on terms whereas y'all, you know, it's not going to work, but y'all can still be friends. You can still be cordial. And even if I'm with somebody else and you see me, you won't act a fool. Amen. Glory to God. We almost through, you guys. Amen, because I know my voice can be irritating because it's irritating to me. All right? So you should have a clear idea of what being committed means, amen, to you. And learn about, you know, your partner's dysfunctions and stuff. If they got flaws, you need to know about it. You need to know, you know, the things that they like doing and things that they don't. Because how dare you want to take, you telling your friend girl, I'm going to say your friend girl, that you want to take her out to dinner. And she agrees to go. And then you end up taking her to Burger King, not realizing she's allergic to hamburger meat. So you're trying to take her to Burger King. And women, how dare you even go when he takes you and you pull up to Burger King? You should ask him who's going in there, first of all. And you tell him that, listen, I can pay my own burger. My mom and dad, because my husband used to teach our daughters. He said, if somebody want to take you to eat, they must take you. If they don't take you on the level where you are, it has to be above that level. So if they take you to McDonald's, you can buy your own hamburger.
You don't need them for that. And then if they take you to a restaurant, which they may think is nice, but your daddy say, well, I will take you to move Chris. So if they want you that bad, they're going to have to come up. And that's all he was trying to show them. You know, there's different levels to this. You know, we don't expect you, you're not, you're 16, 17, 18, 19. Got to be a little bit older than dating my middle daughter. She's 21, or I'm a 16-year-old. But when you're taking them somewhere, of course, if they like you, it doesn't matter to them. But my husband was trying to show them the correlation of how guys that know where you come from know, you know, some of the things we like, how they would play you cheap and say, I want to take you to a burger place. You can buy your, my husband said, you can buy your own happiness. And still be happy. Come on here, Jesus. Hallelujah. So, you know, it's just funny. You got to, you know, listen. You don't wait on anybody to find out, you know, tell people what you like. Tell people what you expected. I'm trying to teach young women to tell a man what they're looking for immediately. Don't wait till you've gotten involved and now it's too late because you're getting ready to dog you out. Tell him up front. I'm not looking for no overnight, no quickie. I'm not looking for a hookup. I want to be married in the next year or so. So these are my goals. They'll know right on if they want to, you know, continue or not. But at least you'll be happy because you wouldn't have to be taking all these resumes and they keep dumping you, all right? Glory to God. So although the meaning of commitment may seem obvious, it's important, amen, hallelujah, to have clarity in everything, amen. You need clarity. So one person might believe in open relationships, and for you, you're not into that. So you have to bring all these things to the forefront, all right? Commitment, you know, and so for them, commitment means honesty, sexual exclusivity. Now, though, if that's what you went to, that's on you. But you need to tell these people up front. If you're just looking for someone to lay up with, tell them up front. It's their choice whether they, you know, say I'm in agreement or not. To the consensual agreeing elderly people, you grown, all right, y'all are grown. Do what you want to do. But what I'm saying is, if you're looking to be married, to be a housewife, not a, you know, you need to have some kind of morals, values, principles concerning yourself and things that you will not allow and things that you will. All right? So we're getting ready. Because I don't have my notes with me tonight, we're going to go ahead. But these are a few things we're going to get into. Amen. I'm just letting you know. So that you'll be, make sure, though, that when you come back next Tuesday, you have the world's greatest gift command, and that is your weapon. That's the Bible. Amen. Bring your notebooks, tablets, pens, amen, so that we can write down this information. Because if you get the information without application means you ain't got nothing. Amen. It's a shame to have the information and you don't do nothing with it. Glory to God. So we're going to be getting into that real soon. So at this time, we just thank God for each and every one of you. So, Father, as we begin to go into this next segment, we ask that you would open my eyes to see what you want me to see for your people, God. Amen. And let them be receptive. Let them receive your word, oh God. And we just thank you right now in Jesus' name. Amen. So, Dr. Kim and Kim, let's open up these phone lines. So listen, callers, when you come on, we want you to tell us your city, name, city, and state. Let us know where you're chiming in from. Amen. Amen. Good evening, caller. You're on here with the Apostle.
Good evening, Apostle. Dr. Celia Hunter, this is Mr. KB from the Brookhaven location. How you doing today?
I'm making it. I'm well, though, in Jesus' name. All is well. Amen. Hallelujah. The Lord wants me to let you know
that he sees the tears that you cry. And it's not that God hasn't answered you. You got to catch up. Amen. You got to catch up. And what he's saying is, you've already did what you're asking. Now you got to catch up to it. All right? For an example, you might have asked God to, we're going to say, move in a, on a loved one. All right? I'm giving you an example. So God says, I've already did what you asked now. But now, because you don't see it in that person, you don't see them, don't you see them acting the same. So God says, you got to catch up. Because I've already did it, but they still may be acting like that it ain't nothing happening, but you got to believe that it is. You hear me? You got to call those things that be not. I don't care how much hell they raise. You got to call those things that be not as though they already are. And you got to walk in your authority and make it be so. What I'm simply saying is you got to say it. Father, I thank you right now that my loved ones, they are saved. Oh, I thank you this morning that they're saved. They're saved. They're living the life that you called them to live. I thank you today, God, that they're walking in your divine purpose, that they're doing what you called them to do. I thank you that every one of my loved ones, call them out by name and thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Even if you don't see it on Monday, but honey, by Friday, you ought to see some change. Come on here. Stay on the wall, woman, God. Stay on the wall.
Yes, thank you. God bless you.
Stay on the wall. Amen. And listen, because your prayers, God is elevating you in the realm of the spirit. So I want you to stay on the wall because now that God is raising you up, the enemy will try to fight you and with your in your prayer life. Don't you back down. You give him two black eyes and then bruise the head. And you continue to go hard in the paint when it comes to prayer. So I want you to focus more because as we all got to go on a fast. We all got to consecrate ourselves. Because we got this move that we're seeing is going to require a little bit more of our time when it comes to the things of God. Y'all, stop worrying. I'm not talking to you, but I'm talking to everybody.
Amen. Amen.
Under the sound of my voice and those that are coming back by replay, stop trying to give everything else more attention, more time than God. In this season, we need to be giving God all of our attention. Listen, he going to make up for it, y'all. He going to make good on it. You ain't got to worry about chasing the cat. The cat going to get caught in a minute. But that ain't the plan. That ain't what's happening right now. You need to work on getting your soul anchored in the Lord. You need to get more knowledge so that you'll be able to survive. You ain't going to be able to survive in this world. And I don't care who you think you can trust, because the people that have tried to help you, they're going to turn their back. Because now they're trying to make sure that they can safeguard the ones who's listening, the ones who they can connect with and move forward. People going to leave you left. You're going to be left on the side of the road. But we thank God tonight for you. I want to encourage you in the Lord. Amen. Stay with the Lord, honey. Because where you are now, you've never been before in this place. And people can't understand how you get there. They need to start worrying about how you got there, who helped you get there, and just understand that you're there now and you won't go back. Glory to God. You have a great evening. Enjoy the rest of your day. We love you. Amen. Hallelujah. Good evening, caller. You're on the air with the apostle. Glory to God. Amen. So we thank God for each and every one of you out there on tonight. Hallelujah.
Good evening, Apostle Dr. Cecilia Hunter. This is Minister Emma from Brookhaven, Mississippi. I want to thank you tonight for pressing your way on through, and you brought us the word in Jesus' holy name. I appreciate it.
Amen. Thank you. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Listen, we got work to do. We got grounds to cover. We got streets to hit. I'm telling you, we got nations to go to. We got regions to go to. Listen, we got a lot of work to do. And to be honest, mm-hmm. Some people are behind time. And so because they're behind time, they got a lot of catching up they got to do, glory to God. So I want you to know that God is paying attention. Listen, the Bible Believers International Prayer Line is a bad prayer line. You hear me?
Amen.
Yes, ma'am. They can hear us in other countries. I'm getting the feedback from the Philippines. From where we already know they can hear us in Nairobi.
I'm getting the feedback from I got the feedback from the Philippines. And though this one person, they over there in Spain, I think, yeah, Spain, and was saying how they can hear us when we pray. So don't stop.
Oh, man.
May not understand. These folks around here may not understand what we're praying about. But no, God is hearing us. He sees us. He sees our commitment. If you committed to anything, it ought to be to God. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. So you stay on the wall. Don't come down.
Amen. Yes, ma'am.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you tonight. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you, too.
I accept. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Good evening, caller. You're on the air with the apostle.
Good evening, Dr. Apostle Sylvia Hunter. This is Jamaica. I'm coming from Mobile, Alabama. I just want to thank God for you. Pressing your way through.
Amen.
Even though you lit on the weather, God has a blessing with your name on it.
I receive it. Thank you. I receive it. And I accept. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm just bragging a little bit on the Body of Believers International Prayer Line. Man, I tell you, y'all be cutting the head off the devil. I ain't lying.
Jesus.
It was so much fire this morning. It's fire every morning. But it's a blessing. How, you see what has to happen sometimes. Sometimes God has to change the dynamics of a thing, meaning that there's sometimes people that are not really submitted or committed to the line. Sometimes he has to move them out of the way in order for the ones who were on the line and maybe for sickness or their job related that they couldn't make it on the line. God is allowing them to get back in position. So the people are coming back to the prayer line. Those who got all, whether they got they were in their feelings, they wore their feelings on their shoulders, they were offended, you know, walking with a spirit of offense, and didn't get it right. Because when you leave like that, you know, that's your problem. And if you don't go to the person who you say harmed you, and they didn't know it, then you know how can they make it right when they don't know? You talking about it with everybody else. You telling everybody else, but you ain't telling the person who you said harmed you. So I have to believe if the person really harms you or not, or you sometimes people be jealous, you know what I mean, of that person. They just create stuff. But I'm telling you, God is sending the people back to the prayer line. He's sending new people his way up. And we thank God for it. But when you come on that, you got to have a spirit of prayer. You don't know if you don't have to be an intercessor. You just got to want to pray. Amen. Glory
Amen.
To God. We thank God. I thank God for you. Amen. And your prayers. I've been praying for you been out this week. Last week, I mean. So just keep us lifted up in Jesus' name. Enjoy the rest of your evening. All right. Amen. All right. Hallelujah. Good evening, Colin. You're on the air with the apostle. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, listen, you guys, I'm not going to hold y'all any longer. I need for y'all to do me a favor. On next week, at this time, same Jesus station, 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, I need for y'all to meet me here. Amen. But I need you to invite others to come and join. Amen. So that they can also be blessed by the word of the Lord. I thank God for each and every one of the listeners, our newcomers. We thank God for you. If you need to reach out to me, you can on Facebook, Sylvia Hunter, or on Facebook also, Dr. Sylvia Hunter. Amen. If you need to inbox me, do so. Feel free. Amen. Not no foolishness now, because you will be dealt with. Amen. But we're open. You know, if you need to have a prayer request, our prayer team, we don't mind praying. Amen. But we want you to participate and pray as well. Amen. We thank God tonight. Amen. For all things being as well as they are, because they could have been a whole lot worse. All right. So listen, Dr. Kimmy Kim, I appreciate you and all that you do for me. Amen. And right now I'm getting ready to go, but I want to thank you again. Amen. It's been real with you guys. Y'all have a wonderful day. And remember to always keep it real. Amen. In Jesus' name. Shalom. Thank you.
you do. Oh, what a blessing. It's only you. Oh, how you reign in my life today. I choose you, Jesus. It's only you.
It's you, it's you, it's you, Lord.
What more can I ask for? It's only you. You gave me love.
Love, love, love.
So I can show it's you. There's none like Jesus. It's only you.